All right, guys, I didn't think I was going to be doing a video on Destiny anymore, to be honest with you, because I think I've said everything I have to say about this guy, this particular guy. You know, the cuckery is very strong with him. And unfortunately, I think it's ruined his brain to the point where there's just nothing coherent that ever comes out of his mouth anymore. He just seems to be the kind of guy that wants to say whatever the opposite of what everybody else is saying in the hopes to garner some sort of, I don't know, rage click or something along those lines. I really don't know what's up with this guy. I think this is what happens when you experience full-on cuckery like he did. Well, apparently there was this tweet by somebody called Denisha Carter, and she essentially just shits on men. That's the too long didn't read version of what she is about to say here. And Destiny decided to chime in, and when he chimed in, he got roasted not only by Critical Drinker, but he also got roasted by Nerdrotic of all people as well.
The message.
It's honestly pretty damn amazing to see how these two worlds have crossed over. You know, one is the political spectrum of streaming, and the other is the entertainment pop culture spectrum of streaming, and they just crossed over for an epic battle. So let's get into this video, guys. But of course, before we do, if you are new here, just consider hitting that subscribe button. I would greatly appreciate it, and like the video to push us out into that YouTube algorithm. So here's what Denisha Carter said, okay? And Denisha Carter, I really don't know what this account is, and it just happened to pop up on my feed. It says, if men's health mattered to men, they'd be creating safe spaces for themselves and each other, pursuing therapy, and creating community. Instead, they perpetuate the very behavior systems that have handicapped them in the first place, refuse to support or create a community amongst each other, severely damage the women in their lives who try to care for them, and attack women online for not doing the work for them in replies to tweets like the one below, bro. Again, I'm sure this is rage bait, okay? We have a blue check mark. She wants to get paid on, I get it, on Twitter. I'm sure all of this is just an absolute fucking lie. Because it has to be, right? Everything that this person said can be easily debunked sentence for sentence, right? They're talking about pursuing therapy. Yes, there is men that do pursue therapy. And you may not know about it because they can't tell you about it, because you'll roast them for it and calling them essentially not a man for going for therapy. So that's number one. Creating community. Men have been creating community for decades, okay? Centuries, okay? Like, I don't understand how you can even make this statement and look and think that you don't look retarded. Men have been creating community for decades. You know what's been happening? Women have been invading those particular communities, demanding that they be allowed in those spaces. And that's a huge problem, okay? Nobody's saying you can't have spaces for men and women, but there should be separate spaces for both men and women, because sometimes you do need some separation. You cannot be together all the time. Otherwise, it creates an issue where, you know, people start getting annoyed with each other. You know, this is what healthy marriages do. Why do you think a lot of men have man caves in marriages? It's because it allows them to have separate spaces. You know what I mean? Instead, they perpetuate the very behavior systems that have handicapped them in the first place. Anytime somebody that looks like this talks about systems, you already know where their mindset is at. Refuse to support or create community amongst each other. That's absolute bullshit. We've had comic books. We've had video games. We've had D&D. We've had all kinds of other tabletop games. We've had, you know, different events, car meets, things like that. Like, you want to talk about not wanting to create a community amongst each other? That's absolute fucking bullshit. The problem is, when men try to create community amongst each other, women get jealous and start getting angry that they're not getting the attention. And they say, well, why are you spending so much time doing that? Again, it's just bullshit. Severely damage the women in their lives who try to care for them. That's if they're even lucky to have a woman who wants to care for them in the first place these days. And attack women online for not doing the work for them in replies to tweets like the one below. Yeah, work for them. Okay. Yeah, clearly you've done so much work in your life. Now, Critical Drinker responded to this in epic fashion. Okay. He said basically everything I just said. People like you made it literally impossible for men to have any spaces, hobbies, clubs, interests, and groups, or social spaces of their own. People like you mandated that women must be included in everything they think and do. And now people like you berate them for not having the very things they're preventing from having. People like you are the problem. And I 100% agree. This has been a known fact for a long time. Men have had these spaces for a long time. And every single time, men are like, you know what? It's okay. Let the girl in. It's fine. You know, it's okay. It's only one. And then before you know it, it's completely taken over. And women are like, well, if you don't like it, get out. It's like, what the fuck? So anyway, so Destiny decides to respond to Critical Drinker. Of course, Of course. And again, how this happened, I have no idea, right? I didn't even know these two worlds even crossed, but Destiny, I guess, saw an opportunity to try to introduce his cuckery mindset into the conversation. He says, isn't the problem right now that we're too segregated into our own spaces? Shouldn't we want more environments where men and women are interacting with each other? Maybe you're speaking for yourself when you say you don't want women included in any of these spaces. You see the problem? Do you see the problem here? So it's not just women that are doing this. It's also cucked men, right? It's also male feminists that do this, right? Usually super woke men do this shit where they decide to say, oh, well, you just don't want women in your spaces. I want women in all my spaces. Yeah, because you want to share them with the other men who are in the space too. That's the problem, Destiny. You know, we understand that you have no issue sharing spaces with women and men. It just happens to be your women with other men. But still, like, we understand you have no issues with that. Men are allowed to have their own spaces, my guy. And you may not understand that because you enjoy having women with other men that are dating you. But the point is, men are allowed to have other spaces. Men are allowed to have their own separate spaces, just like women are allowed to have their own separate spaces. It's a thing, and it should be a thing. You should segregate to a point, because if you constantly involve each other and just constantly put each other in each other's spaces, you have no separation time, and that ends up to a bad situation. Nobody should be taking advice from Destiny. Just an FYI, okay? This is the same guy who said he has no problem if someone fucks his girlfriend or his wife or whatever because he knows that she's going to come back to him because he's awesome. He's a cool dude. He's fun. Well, guess what? She left, bro. She's gone, bro. That clearly didn't work. You're not exactly the best advice people should be listening to when it should be coming to men and women sharing spaces. But then here's the best part. So there was a tweet here from Dr. Strange tweet. Men had Star Wars, women invaded. Men had sci-fi, women invaded. Men had video games, women invaded. Men had D&D, women invaded. Men had comics, women invaded. Men had men's only clubs like Boy Scouts and whatnot, and women invaded. The only thing men have anymore is either solitary or you fuss at us for. So again, very obvious, very clear answer, and there's nothing wrong here. It's 100% true. Now you have Destiny, who decided to respond and said, boys will joyfully engage with this, and then wonder why they can't find a girlfriend. My guy, are you serious right now? You're talking about can't find a girlfriend? Guess what? You can't find your girlfriend because she left you for a guy who essentially should be the girlfriend. You know, she left you for a guy who sits on her lap and wears dresses. That's how little of a man Destiny is, that a man pretending to be a female was more of a man than Destiny. How unbelievably sad is that? It's a fucking joke. Why would anybody take Destiny seriously when it comes to conversations about girlfriends and boyfriends and whatnot? Like, what the fuck do you know, bro? You sit there playing a video game while ABBA fucking dances with your ex-girlfriend in the background, and you totally have to sit there as if you're not upset about that. And then Nerdrotic decides to come in here and just lay such a simple fucking absolute own. He says, I understand why you are upset. One of them found your wife. Jesus Christ, man. The absolute roasting that is happening on Twitter. And it's just so hard to keep up. It's insane. But again, ladies and gentlemen, just to make this very clear, Destiny should not be the kind of person you're listening to for any relationship advice. And he should definitely not be the kind of person you should listen to for any safe space or having your own space kind of advice. Because ultimately, he doesn't want that, right? This guy is a male feminist, you can clearly tell. And he's like, well, you're just the one who doesn't want females in your space. Like, okay, bro, you're going to do the simplification route when it comes to an argument. You're going to misrepresent someone's argument because you want women in your spaces so that you can get cucked every single day because you secretly enjoy that shit. Yeah, no, that's not what it's about, bro. Most men are not like that, and you can go hang out with your friends who may be like that, but ultimately that's not gonna happen here. So congratulations, you got roasted by two of the pop culture kings in this space. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching this video. Hope you did enjoy it. If you did, consider leaving me a subscribe. I would greatly appreciate it. Don't forget to like the video, comment, let me know what you thought, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Hypnotic out.